Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today, we'll discuss the portability of the estate tax exemption. While the exemption is currently set at $5.25 million per person, Congress made the election of portability of a deceased spouse's unused election or exclusion amount permanent as part of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. In short, if one spouse dies in 2013 after making taxable transfers of $3 million and has no taxable estate, his or her leftover of $2.25 million in exclusion can pass to the surviving spouse, who will then have a $7.5 million in exclusions to use for their lifetime gifts or for transfers when he or she dies. The executor must make the portability election in a timely manner after the first spouse dies on the estate tax return. This brings up the question of establishing a trust, as in many situations, an outright transfer is perfectly fine. Smaller estates may still need protection from creditors, or the client may fear that the surviving spouse will be unwilling or unable to manage the assets, or there may be family members who are spendthrifts, and in those cases a trust may still be warranted. Flexibility in a trust should come first. Younger clients have a long and uncertain future ahead, namely, nobody knows who will die first and how much the assets will appreciate over time. So portability might make sense in the future, but the credit shelter trust might also make sense to protect the descendants of the spouse who dies first. Further, without a credit shelter trust, the surviving spouse could remarry, and the new spouse may end up in line to receive the entirety of the estate. A provision of the estate planning document can allow for the option of a credit shelter trust for any amount of the estate that the surviving spouse will disclaim in the future. There are many estate planning techniques, and you'll need to sort out which ones are best suited for your particular estate situation. Be prepared to have some lengthy discussions with a board-certified estate planning attorney as part of your advisory team. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. And if you'd like a transcript of this material, please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.